Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're on Station 2 today, which you probably would know if you're listening to me right now. So this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and we'll be going there within a few minutes. So I'll just describe that to maybe the new listeners who found us on Station 2. The Lightship is what created you, created everything in the universe of light. This is what Jesus used 2,000 years ago for his healings and ascension teachings. So this is what it's all about. Right now, we're here this time to come forward to help people in the ascension process. And the clearings that you have on the Lightship will only work for the people listening live on the program. If you're listening to an archive right now, then by all means, do come on the next program, which will be on Saturday, a week from today, and you can go up. You will feel the peace energy, though, during this process. We'll be going to the Lightship for probably about 10 to 15 minutes, and you'll be beamed up, we'll say, out of time. You'll still be where you are sitting, but you will be completely in no time. Now, for those of you who have read about zero point or no time, it's not really what they're talking about. The zero point is on the timeline that you're living in, the parallel lifetimes, the timeline that you're living right now in with your body. In true light, there's no such thing as time. So it would be the real zero point where time does not exist. And when you go to the Lightship, you will notice that everything around you feels completely separated from you. And you must request a healing because the light always sees you in divine perfection. And it will not judge you and say, oh, you have a sore ankle, we're going to help you and fix you. They don't do that. You must request a problem. Now, the problems that you are dealing with will be healed down here according to, in a sense, your belief system. And the belief is what's in your DNA. What did your ancestors believe about healings? You may want a healing desperately today, but what's coming forth is the block energy from your ancestors. This is what gave you the problem. You could call that karma. Remember, the dark side created DNA for you to experience problems through each lifetime. So you're actually dealing with everything that your ancestors have fought throughout the time that your body has been here, the genetic body of you. And that can go back a long, long ways. So every one of their thoughts is stored inside of you, and what came up in this lifetime so far is what you're dealing with. This is why we have the whole lifetime emotional clearing on the website to help you release the traumas that you've experienced that has come up in this lifetime that you're dealing with. So when you go to the Lightship, you want to request a healing for each room that you're in. We bring forth rooms that look more human, with more human type of energies, animals, light beings, so that you can recognize them down here and feel the energy. All the light being frequencies are actually all the same, but you might have a more of a resonance to dolphins or maybe bears or whales or trees, and all these are on the Lightship also. They're energies that are created with the spirit in them. The spirit has not left the Lightship, so they're all considered light beings. Once you leave the Lightship and start your incarnation process in the universe of light, you never go back to source energy. You're out and you're having your experiences in true light. So, here we go, everybody. I'll bring in some peace energy for those listening to the program on an archive. You can scroll down on your monitor screen if you wish. Go to Creation Lightship Healing on the BBS program, and probably about a fourth of the way down on your screen, you're going to see a big light beam picture. We're going to energize that now to bring in peace energy. This will become a living photograph for you. Here we go. One, two, three. Watch the colors change. Four, you're going to see it become three-dimensional. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, you should feel the energy. This is all heart-based healing. This has nothing to do with the Galactic Federation or whatever federation is out there. Nothing to do with aliens, UFOs. This is completely source energy. So here we go, everybody. We're going to go to the Lightship now. You can request to bring your animals and pets with if you wish. And we're going up. You cannot bring other people because they have to be listening live to the program. So here we go, going up. I'll count to five. You're going to feel the energies around you change. And if you're wondering what the date is today, it is September 10th, 2011. Here we go, going up. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're there now. And we're going into an orientation room where the light beings are talking with you, telling you what the light ship is about. You're strictly out of time, and you can be there as long as you need to be to feel comfortable. But we're going into the first room right now, since down here we're in time. And the first room has hot tubs in it. This is very nice. If you're very warm, you can ask to have your body temperature changed. The hot tubs could be cool. So here we go. We're going to bring in a colored gel frequency. This color is gold. And so you're in the light tub. You're sitting there in the hot tubs, I mean. You're sitting there in the color gold. Gold little speckles are coming around you. And they're going to come into your body to help healing. So do request healing. The hot tubs normally are designed to detoxify your body. So here comes this energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're going into the next location. We can be in many rooms at one time. And we're in the hot tub room continuously. We're going into another room. And this room happens to have deer in it, so we can experience deer energy. And again, you must request a healing. Just make it very simple. You don't need to use the medical terminology. Just say where the problem is. Some people like to put their hand in that location. And a lot of people like to leave the light beam up on the monitor screen so they can feel the heart-based energy coming from that. So here we go. And this has nothing to do with mind energy. Mind is a darkness. This is all heart energy. So here we go. Deer energies. One, two, three, four, and five. And going into another location. And we're going to go into a room that has pink energies. I'm seeing a lot of pink flowers even. So if you like flowers or roses, they're in this room too. Lots of different types of flowers. And these are all pink. Here comes this energy down your way. Request a healing. Remember, a flower can do healing. These are all conscious beings, even though they have life forms that may not look like ours. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll bring that in a little bit stronger for people. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We're going into the room that has a lot of the silver energy. This is like silver raindrops coming down all around us. So just sit back and relax. Remember, you don't have to think of anything. The healing will work for you as long as you make a request. And normally just make one request for one particular healing. Don't go across the board and bring up 20 different things because we don't have enough time for that. We have special conference calls on Mondays and Fridays for that. So here we go, silver energy room. One, two, three, four, and five. And I have to count to command the energy. Next, we're going into a room that has very, very large butterflies. We can actually sit on them and fly around. So this is quite interesting if you haven't ever done this before. So here comes the butterflies, and I bring in their energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, if you want to type into the fast chat a particular room that you may like, we can do that too. We're going to go into one of the oxygen rooms here, and I'm going to bring in number 18 oxygen. So I'd like you to all take a deep breath and then inhale and exhale a few times. And here comes number 18. This is a healing oxygen for you. So number 18 is coming your way. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll bring in another oxygen, number 25. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And a third oxygen. We'll bring in number 87, they're showing me. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have a request on the fast chat for a room with the white light energy. So we're going to that room here. This is white light. Here it comes. And it's different than what you probably have been taught down here, like in meditations and different things like that. This is completely different energies. Remember, the energies that people have down here that they bring in are from the light of the darkness. This is a copy of the true light, and this planet is full of all those energies here, especially in different teachings and modalities of healing, churches, etc. So here we go, true white light energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, we got a request for the crystal geode room. So, yeah, we can either go, we can go into like the amethyst one if we'd like. That's the most popular, I think. There's also one with clear quartz. There's all different types of crystal rooms. But we'll go into the amethyst crystal geode. So here we go. And remember, there's millions of crystals here being used to do healing on you. Each one is a conscious being. So here we go. Request your healing. You're levitating in this room now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Another request is to go to the room with the music, so we'll go in there. This is all even harmonic music. So remember, the darkness created odd harmonics to harm us. This is all even harmonics. So here we go. In this room here, you might be able to hear something. I don't know, but we'll try it here. So here comes the music room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have unicorns. That's another room that people like. We'll go on to there. Remember, request healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have the food court. So the food court is where all the light beings eat, the ones that do eat food. So we can go there. We can go into the location that has drinks, if you wish. These are just small amount of drinks. The food itself is like the size of a pencil eraser on your pencil. And the same amount as what you'd be getting when you have a drink, but it's very nutritious and very filling. So a lot of these drinks are color-coded, so you may want to pick a particular colored drink that you like. And what you choose is what you're going to be getting. And it's going underneath your tongue right now. And if you wish to have seconds and thirds, that's no problem. So enjoy what you selected. And it might be kind of fruity tasting. These are all energy drinks that have true light in them. And we'll get seconds right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do another thirds if you wish. You might feel yourself getting fully energized. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you might even feel full. If you wish to go to where the desserts are, that's my favorite place. I like the, some people like the raspberry cake that's there and stuff. I like the German chocolate cake, their equivalent of that. Remember, light beings do eat. And it depends where they're going on their next incarnation. So there's ones that do eat food and ones that don't. But the portions are very small. So like I said, I always like the German chocolate cake with the pot fudge and the strawberries, you know, and, you know, the ice cream on it and stuff. But there's still a little small portion. As you look at it, you wonder, gee, what's this going to be like? But just going underneath your tongue right now, what you selected, you might even feel your mouth watering. That happens to a lot of people. And you can ask for more if you wish, and you may start to feel yourself very, very full. So if you want seconds, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And let's now go into another room. A lot of people like to go into the room that has the volcano energy. Remember, this is a conscious being, too, so request healing. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we haven't been into the pain release room for a while, I don't think, so we'll go in there. So if you have any pain on your body, request this healing, and we'll see if that helps you. So here we go. I'll just increase the energy by using the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into one more location here back in the food court. This is for the light beings that don't eat, but they do get energized. So there's some golden plates that we're putting our hands on, and they're on them right now. You might feel your body changing frequencies. It's sampling to see what you need. And if everything in the moment is on the light ship, what you need in the moment is what you need. And going into a room next door to these plates, and you're putting your hands on some plates that look very similar. I'll count to 5, your body will get energized, and that's how quick it takes. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we'll go into, we have a request for pain again here, so we'll do that some more. So pain release. So stronger, stronger, getting a release from you. You must request stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into one other location if you wish. Let's go into the room that has the silver waterfall. Here we go. So it's coming all around you, these little raindrops here to energize your body and help heal you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So now we're going back to the orientation room. These healings are between you and the light being doctors. And the healings, like I said, work according to your belief system. How much have you worked on yourself? Remember, your emotional body and feeling body, different bodies that are energetic, that was created by the earth spirit, have not been healed. Up there on the light ship, your physical body has been, but if you have density still attached to you through these bodies, they can invalidate some of your healing. So this is why you need to have those clearings to get these bodies cleansed so that you can have a better life here. So we're coming back down. You're going to feel the energy shift all around you as you come down. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we're back here, so we'll see if our co-host is on. Are you out there, Carrie?
I'm out here, Ron, yes. Hi, and welcome, everybody. Saturday night on the light ship. Well, we don't have too many questions, of course, because everybody has been enjoying being up on the light ship, but we do have some from Brent. And, Brent, I'm not sure if I feel like I've seen your name on the fast chat before, but Brent was asking some questions about the light ship and where we were, and I know you described it a little at the beginning, Ron, before we went up, but I think we came on a couple of minutes early. So Brent's just asking about where we went, and he's asking if the energy comes into our rooms. So maybe you want to talk just a little bit about the bilocation process and how that works.
Yeah, instantly you're bilocated. Down here, you're in the frequency on a timeline, and the timeline controls your life. This is your parallel lifetimes. And the deja vu and everything else, these are all alien energies, extraterrestrial alien energies that you're experiencing here. That's why the planets control you. That's why you have your natal chart. So this is all darkness. In true light, these don't exist. You don't have anything forcing its will upon you. And on the light ship, you're there. You're out of time. And this is where Jesus took people 2,000 years ago for healing. The light ship only comes at the end of every 2,000-year cycle. So saying it another way, when Jesus left the planet, whenever that was, we could just hypothetically say around 950 years ago, all healings from him stopped. The church has still said that he was doing healings on people, and that was the Jesus from the light of the darkness. It had nothing to do with true light. And the light ship is here now. It came available in 1950 years ago. So I may have made a mistake there, okay? So here we go. So the light ship came available to work with people in 2005. It'll be here for a short time for the ascension process. And from there, it'll leave the universe of light. All universes that was created by the light, whatever that means to you, will be no longer online, we'll say. It's going to be all turned off. And then everything of light has a chance to relocate, find out where it wants to go to. And the darkness then, since it cannot attach to something, will have to leave the light. In the process, when everything is turned off, the light will look for the parts of itself, which is parts of you, that have been stolen, abducted, taken, I use the word slice and diced by the darkness. And from there, it tries to find parts of itself, including the Earth spirit that also has this same problem of abductions. And from there, the universe of light is turned on. It doesn't wait for everything to be done. It has its own particular referencing of when it needs to come back on again. And if it doesn't find you this time, it might find you next time, the parts of you. Maybe you might be lost forever. I don't know. This is why we have on the website some special clearings. If you happen to have went to a practitioner who did some prayers for you, who has did energetic work on you physically, they're using darkness energy because they're not using spirit energy from the heart. And that's the difference between what I do and what everyone else does, is that everybody is used to using mind energy here. And mind energy is very, very strong. With mind energy, people can do psychic attacks on everybody. You can do spells, hexes, curses on people. You have that also coded inside of your body, in your DNA. So you could have a wonderful life. You know, all of a sudden, you know, you hit a certain age, your life kind of falls apart. You don't know why it happened. It's because you may have an implant in you that was time-coded, maybe from 10,000 years ago, and all of a sudden it got activated at this ascension time, and you wonder why your life is, in a sense, going to hell in a handbasket. And this is the way it works. This is why we have such a problem here on this planet, because people did not understand the teachings of Jesus, which is not to go outside of yourself. Don't pray to anything outside of yourself. Don't become prey as you pray. And the aliens are there to take you. The worst thing that I mentioned has happened to humanity here was in 1987 when they decided to do the harmonic convergence. And when that happened, it opened up a lot of portals and entryways for the aliens to come in. So you're giving them permission to come in here using and attaching to physical people's bodies. And that's the problem that we're dealing with here, is that the aliens are here because people pray, meditate outside of themselves, go on guided meditation, and that brings in the alien agenda here. And the aliens, their main agenda is to steal your source energy from you, steal your spirit or parts of your spirit, and abduct you. So for the newcomers listening, everybody listening here has been abducted, and maybe more than one time a day. So that may be kind of alarming to you, but one way to look at it, so you can truly understand what I'm talking about, have you ever lost your keys? Have you ever misplaced something where you don't know where it is? And you look all around, and lo and behold, maybe a week later, It shows up on your kitchen table, and you go, wow, how did that appear here? Normally people would say, well, you had some ghost in your house or something was happening, and they stole it and they brought it back. No, what happened was it was on a parallel lifetime someplace when you were abducted. And the parallel lifetimes duplicate exactly what you have here. So you have a house that looks like your house. Remember, these are all cloned energies. You have a body that looks like yours, which is a clone, and everything else. So most people of the new generation here that will be coming in are, in a sense, cloned people. So the aliens are bringing forth clones. You can look at them. A lot of the people that you see on DVDs and things that don't age or always look very nice, you know, are really nice specimens. So what happens is these people initially are created maybe from a human body. They could take anything in genetics. They could take somebody who died 500 years ago, just get the DNA, replicate that in a cloned lab, and from there bring that person forward, and they can mix genetics too. So most of the alien races that are doing cloning here will bring forth a really nice, perfect specimen, a really nice-looking guy or beautiful lady. Most clones are the ideal human replica, and because the aliens would not naturally bring forth a maybe a four-foot tall person that's maybe 4 foot wide, overweight, obese, ugly looking. No, they bring forth the really beautiful ones, okay? Because they're trying to show their prized creations to the other alien races. Now, what happens is, as the clone ages, they can bring up a new clone, maybe within a matter of, maybe the clone is only designed to be here for a year. Well, maybe after 9 months, it starts to kind of fall apart a little bit. So they instantly stop time, bring that one down, we'll say, into the basement here, and bring a new one up, and all of a sudden it looks like it's brand new, and you go, wow, you know, I saw this movie star in a movie, and, you know, she always looked good, or he always looked great, and then I saw one movie where that movie star kind of looked like they were aging, and they kind of, you know, it wasn't the makeup, they were just a looked kind of old. And then you see the next movie of that person, and wow, their eyes are very bright. Look like they dropped about 20 years. And most people who are not in tune with what's happening with clones would say, oh, they had a nice facelift. Well, that's not the case. The people who don't know about cloning get the facelifts and the body work like that. The clones are brought up and down all the time, and they can stop time on us. They can stop time whenever they choose to. Remember, you're living in their time-based reality, and the time-based reality that you're living in is on and off, on and off, on and off, just like your computer. Now, when you're turned off, where are you, and how long are you turned off? You don't know, because your consciousness only relates to when you're turned on. So for the aliens, they could turn off the whole planet here for maybe 2 or 3 years and change everything around and then put it back on again. Or they can abduct you in your car. They can do many things. That's what I call driving into the billboard. A lot of you have probably realized or recognized you're driving your car. You know exactly where you're going. Maybe you're on the freeway or you're on a side street or something or a main road. And all of a sudden you miss the turn off to your house, or you miss that freeway off-ramp or even an on-ramp. And all of a sudden, maybe a half minute or minute later, you kind of wake up a little startled, or you go, wow, where am I? God, I missed the off-ramp. I use a GLD word. Uh-oh, aliens are going to get me. So here we go. And then you wonder, how come you're so stupid because you did that? Well, you were abducted. You weren't here. And you got beamed down, and then you got consciousness, and you found out that you weren't where you're supposed to be. Another thing is, have you ever been driving your car, and all of a sudden you kind of like woke up, and you're going to run into something. But you were seeing the exact same scene where you weren't having a collision. And all of a sudden, you know, you blink your eye and you're driving into a truck or something. And you go, wow, what happened there, you know? And you go, geez, you know, I got to stay more alert. Well, they just beamed you back down, and maybe your wheels were turned slightly, and you're moving toward that vehicle. Another thing that happens with people, let's say you're making a right-hand turn, and you're at a stop sign, stop light, and you look, and there's no car there whatsoever. And you start to pull out, and all of a sudden, you hear brakes squealing, and you look to your left, and there's a car about ready to hit you, and the guy's yelling at you and everything else, like you're at fault. Well, two things could have happened. Either you just got beamed down and you came into his path where you were, the car wasn't there, or they got beamed down and all of a sudden you were turning and they saw you in front of them and they freaked out and hit the brakes to avoid the accident. Or maybe you had an accident similar to that and you go, man, I didn't see that car. I don't know what's going on. I just didn't see that and, you know, I'm sorry that I hit this person or something. Well, it's because they beamed you down out of sequence, okay? And it only takes like a half a second to have an accident. You all know that, you know? So this is the way it works. So you're out on timelines. You're on parallel lifetimes. And this is why we have timeline crashing. Now, that's one of the healings that we have. And if you ever looked up in the sky and you saw like broken ice or broken glass up in the sky, in the clouds is because there are people doing timeline crashing, and that gets rid of those timelines. So we have a lot of people doing that, and if you do it yourself, and also we have a two other clearings. We have a satellite clearing where the aliens are actually shooting at you with their, say, lasers or needles or whatever. The way you know that you're under attack, typically it's at night when you're trying to go to sleep at night and your legs jerk, your body jerks, and sometimes it feels like bee stings, and you wonder, what the heck's going on with my body? Do I have a circulatory clearing or healing or something, or am I doing something strange, or what happened to me during the daytime? Well, it's because they're attacking you. And if you relocate, change your position slightly on the bed, then their GPS signal may not find you for a while or go into a different room, and you won't be jerking. So this is the way you know you're under attack. So I have a clearing for that, which is the Alien Attack page clearing. It's $30 for the month, and you can help yourself with that. So there's many things I could talk about the aliens. This program is not about promoting aliens. Aliens are not our friends. If they were, they would help us out here. So remember, as above, so below. So back to you, Carrie. Hopefully I answered your question, Brett.
Okay, so I don't remember if you said this part or not, Ron, but when we go up to the light ship or even when we're just listening to the show and we don't go to the light ship, does energy come into our actual rooms where we're sitting listening?
Yes, if you're listening to this program, you do have the energy coming in because it's coming off of your monitor screen. Yes, that is correct.
Okay, great.
And also, I'm connected to that. All the energy goes through my body to the light ship. So, yes, you are in connection. This is why you have to be live on this program to go to the light ship. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then one other thing that I just wanted to bring up, because we might have some new listeners tonight since we're in a new time slot. When you talk about the light ship and you talk about what the light ship and what you were doing here in this time period leading up to our next ascension opportunity, you always talk about the time of Jesus and that 2,000-year-ago period. And so I just wanted to mention that every 2,000 years, the Creation Lightship does come here, and Ron talks about Jesus just because that's the last time that this little period of time occurred, and that Jesus is the character that we are all familiar with because we have the Bible and we still have stories about him on this planet. But presumably, Ron, there were other people who incarnated to do this process the way you are now prior to Jesus. So I don't know who those were, but maybe you can just sort of clarify that a little.
Prior to Jesus, yeah, the predecessor to jumpstart humanity here was Buddha. He mentioned karma. We all know about karma, you know, the Buddhist teachings, you know, that your life now is because of the past, which is true. Your genetic past is controlling your life. But it kind of got taken sideways. So Buddha came to tell everybody that, hey, you have genetics in you. You want to get rid of the judgment for ascension. And his teachings kind of got askewed, okay? And so people now think that they have to work out their stuff, their karma, find out why they did it. They got to suffer with it. With the light shift, they don't judge you. Doesn't matter what you've done in the past. That's why the clearings are so quick, so fast, instantaneous. They clear you, and you're done. No looking back, no need to look back. In fact, most of what you have released will still be in your memory as far as what happened, but the emotional situation, the problems, whatever it would be, maybe you got a divorce and it was awful, and whenever you think about that person's face, your insides twist or whatever, you know, there's all kinds of situations that everybody has had in their lifetime. Light shift takes away that emotional situation. Remember, the emotions will kill you. That's the bottom line. But there's other energetic bodies, too. Remember, these bodies were put in place by the Earth Spirit. That's because the mind energy of the aliens came here. And you know how strong the mind is. You can bend spoons, okay? So, you wouldn't want to bend somebody's body, break some bones with your thoughts. So the Earth Spirit brought in these invisible energetic bodies that work in us and around us and through us to prevent other people's thoughts from killing our physical body. And that's why we have these energetic bodies. They must be cleaned out. They hold all the traumas and stuff that we deal with. And eventually, once these bodies get filled up, your emotional body probably gets filled up, I'd say, around the age of, just picking a date, say 15. And at that point, it's stuffed full and it starts leaking into your physical body. Now, that's why a baby looks so nice and full of light, and they radiate light around them in their auric field, is because they have not engaged with their genetics yet. Once they start getting hurt and spanked, poked with a pin, you know, being told yes, no, stop, go, you know, the spankings and lecturing and everything else that parents give them, now that activates their DNA. Then the DNA comes forward, and they now start to begin their life path of cleaning out the energy inside of their body. But you're never told that. You know, you're just realizing that, yeah, I have stuff, and I wonder why this stuff keeps happening to me. Well, it will, because your spirit and your body gets together and say, you know, this person isn't understanding this too much, plus your soul family agreements. And everybody comes together and says, we're going to cause this person harm so they can really get this to get it out of their body. Remember, if you don't know about it, doesn't get your attention, it will awaken you. And at some point, you know, people don't really get it, and they wonder why they have accidents many times, or just go to an old age home or the hospital and look at the people in there. Why are they in there? Because they didn't clean out their emotions. They didn't clean out these energetic bodies that is going to kill them. That's why hospitals are filled. And this is why we have graves on this planet. So nobody did the work. In a planet of light, you choose a body. You're in it. You have your experience. Nothing negative. You just experience life. And when you choose to leave, then you de-energize the spiritual blueprint of the life form that you chose to inhabit. And then that life form just gets turned off. No trauma, no drama, no pain, no suffering. Nobody there on the planet saying, oh, gee, well, where did Harry go? You know, we're going to mourn his death, or we're going to mourn where he went. Nobody really cares, because you're all in non-judgment of everything. And this is the way it works. And once that life form is turned off, then the spirit finds another location to go to, and you experience life over again. Luckily, the light shift comes here and throughout the universe of light every 2,000 years, because the darkness creeps in, and the aliens connect us to the darkness, and they give us mind control transmissions. We all know about that. Look up at the flat bottom clouds around you. These are alien ships. The clouds form around these ships just through probably the way they work, where the clouds work, and you can see them. But you can't see them without the clouds. The new thing is the gray skies. So if you have gray skies out there, then that means that the ships are still there, but the skies are covering them up. There may not be any clouds at all. So do a gray sky clearing on the website. It's a free clearing. Also do the satellite transmissions, which is what they use to transmit through mind control programs to you. The light shift will find these energies that's hooked up to you, connected to you, and terminate them. Remember, there should not be any aliens here on this planet causing harm. There could be aliens here living, and that would be fine. Remember, everybody living here is an alien, but you chose to come here with free choice, free will. So if there are alien races here that are causing problems using mind control transmissions and other things like that, then they should not be here. Anything that deals with taking away your free will, free choice, is of the darkness. And that includes a lot of the spiritual teachings. And whenever you pray outside of yourself or get connected through prayers or people practice healing work on you, send you energy, all this is dark side energies because you cannot bring in light. Light's already with you. So all you're doing is bringing in alien energies, which will harm you and other people here. And that's what this show is all about, is to get you self-empowered. It's strictly the teachings of Jesus, very, very simple. Don't ever pray outside of yourself. Stay connected to your own divinity in your heart center. This is what we do here. Talk about this. And for most people, it's very hard to understand at first because you have to realize that what you've been taught throughout your whole lifetime is a lie. And once you come to grips with that, then you will start understanding what we're talking about. And for most people, it could take up to a dozen shows to finally catch on, because once you start hearing something, the mind-controlling implants go off. Your mind goes, oh, no, that can't be right. You know, I believe this and that and the other, and that's the way it works. You can do any healing you like on someone else on the website, except for one of the timeline crashes, which is bringing the people back, which is a space-time crash. But all other healings you can do on anybody else, but if you don't want to talk to somebody about it, which you're going to tell you they don't want it, more than likely, they don't understand what we're doing here, and you might lose a friend, just do it on them anyway, and they'll feel better and get better. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I have a feeling I may have heard a beep in there somewhere. I'm not sure. Is anybody on the line?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Hi, Larry. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, I had a question for Ron. I was concerned about aliens bring two people together and matchmake them in a sequence that you would call love. And can you define that love? Would it be realistic or not realistic? Can you give us some information about that?
Well, love energy is in duality. So right away, remember, source energy is peace. You know, sometimes people think of love as something really, really nice, and it may not be peaceful because it's an emotion. So people do come together with their soul family spiritual contracts, and we have a clearing to get you out of your soul family so that you can no longer have people interfering with you on a spiritual contract agreement. Remember, everything that's spiritual here on agreements and contracts is of darkness. The other side is darkness that people talk about. Near-death experiences that people come back and say, they saw God, they saw Jesus, they saw all the relatives. That's all from the land of darkness. And, of course, those people are there. And the darkness can fabricate everything that is made of the light anyway. But Jesus is not here. So if you do see Jesus, it will not be him. It'll be the light of the darkness, Jesus. Can that Jesus do healings? Of course. The dark side can do healings very easily. Probably actually quicker and faster than the light. So you may say, why is that? The light's so powerful. Well, the light only works in the now. It has to figure out what's wrong with you. The darkness already gave you your problems. They know. They have a book of all this stuff. They can just go in there using a practitioner that claims to be, a new age light worker or whatever, and working with the darkness. They may not know it, but that's what they're using. And the darkness works through them. And they figure out the formulas and what was done to you, and instantly they can do a healing on you, and you go, wow, this is great. This is what churches do. And you say, man, I've been saved. I've been blessed. Thank you very much. But you may have a clone part in you. Darkness does that. So the whole thing with love here is that as you have more and more clearings, especially if you get the 4-in-1 where you can connect to your twin flame and your home base energy, you will no longer feel loneliness and separation, because you will have the other half of you. You're only half here. You only have half of your spirit energy. The other half of you, hopefully, is on a planet of light. There are a few twin flames here, unfortunately, because more than likely the twin flame probably tried to come in to save the other half of itself. Remember the song Hotel California? You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave, okay? So if you do have a twin flame here, boy, that's bad and rough. Might be a good life for both of you, possibly. Most twin flames normally don't get together in a relationship, but the few that do, what's out there to help them out? Nothing. So I do a connection for you energetically to help you out. So that is a very nice connection. But the love energy here is strictly emotional. That's why, you know, you have ups and downs in the relationships of love, because it's duality. So did I answer your question, Larry?
Yes, about 90% of it, but you lost me on that one point. If the twin flame were here with the individual, you said that would be difficult. Did I misunderstand that?
Yeah, very difficult if the twin flame lived on this planet, because then you're both stuck here. The whole totality.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. They're both stuck. I see. I understand that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So we've got a question from Randy about ascension, and Randy's asking, will people not ready for ascension stay with this earth plane? So maybe you can describe what being ready for ascension means, and if we don't ascend, where do we go? What happens?
Okay, so let's go back to the time of Jesus. So now we're sitting here 2,000 years ago when Jesus is here, and you go, what are you doing? He goes, well, I'm taking away your genetic programming in your body, which is judgment, cleaning out your energetic bodies, there's 108 of them, so that you can have your spirit fully in your body to do the ascension. If your spirit is not in your body fully, you cannot ascend with your body. Your spirit can leave, but your body will not do the ascension. So that's how it is. So ever since the time of Jesus, everybody knows that. Your spirit knows it. And so everybody who lived genetically in your genetic line, all of your ancestors, there's probably maybe thousands and thousands of them, know that they need to work on themselves daily to clear out their judgments so that when they finally have a child at a later time in their life where they worked on themselves and they felt satisfied that they did all they could do, maybe at the age, say, of 60 or 70, then they're going to have their wonderful child and it'll be free of judgment. Then the child now will be taught to do the same work on themselves. So when this 2,000-year time comes right now, everybody is ready to be jump-started into ascension. And voila, the light ship turns out the universe of light. You take your body with you, with your spirit, and you do the ascension, and the body leaves here. That's the gift for your physical body. The main gift is to have your body leave this planet and to go to where the Earth spirit is going to be next, because the Earth spirit can control the elements of your body because you're made from the earth, and it resonates to the earth, and this is the gift that you have, and that's what ascension is. So if you haven't done that work, going back from the time of Jesus, we'll say, then you have to wait until the next ascension point. And is the earth spirit going to have the same planet? Is it going to energize the same blueprint after ascension? At this moment in time, this exact second, no, it is not. It has a new planet because it doesn't want to be here. It's been here, done that. It already stayed back when Jesus left the earth 2,000 years ago. It suffered another 2,000-year cycle of dramas and traumas. And even worse, because people now are doing more things. There's more people here praying outside of themselves, bringing in the aliens, causing it harm. And it says, no, I'm not going to be here any longer. I'm going to go to eighth-dimensional reality, which means to you, if the universe of light gets turned off and you cannot take your body, what happened last time when Jesus walked the earth? The dark side, the aliens, put you onto a parallel life, no different than what they're doing now. And they created another reality identical to what's here, but you're going to be probably lost in darkness forever because you're going to be in a dark side planet. So that's the hard thing to talk to people about. And you may get angry, upset, because you go, geez, I can't, do all these clearings. I can't clean myself out so quickly. Well, you had 2,000 years. This is what the light ship looks at. I'm sure they're going to help people who have had clearings. At least I will anyway, as much as possible. But unfortunately, you know, your ancestors, and you can, you know, blame your parents for not working on themselves. They're the closest ones to you. You may not know your ancestors, you know, your grandparents or great-grandparents, but that's the process. Did they go to church? Did the churches teach them to work on themselves and clean out their densities? You know, because you can do it yourself. But right now, it's so hard that, you know, it's next to impossible, if not impossible. So I get people who say, gee, Ron, I can't afford to do an emotional clearing, you know. Well, you can go to a shopping mall and look at everybody there who walks in front of you and judge them. And when the judgment comes up, then tell your body to release the energy. And maybe after 500 to 1,000 people that have that same judgment that you recognize in them and that resonates to you, you might get that energy released from you. And then pick the next one and just keep doing it. And this may take you, you know, a long, long time to do. With the light ship, it takes about a half an hour. So that's what it's about. Plus, you have a better life afterwards. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we have some more questions from Brent. I think Brent is a new listener. And he's asking, how do I go where you people just went? Meaning, I think this was typed in when we were when we had just come back from the light ship. So maybe you can explain the other opportunities that we have with you, Ron, to go up to the light ship.
Yeah, the light ship, I take people there every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and we're doing it tomorrow on my 8-hour conference call to get rid of the alien energetic energies that live inside of you. There's many of those, too. Remember, you're a host. Your body's a host. Just because you can't see them physically means they're, you know, doesn't mean that they're not there. So if we go back before they invented microscopes and somebody was talking about viruses and little squiggly things that move around in you that are physical, and you said, oh, I don't believe that. And then the microscope comes out and you go, wow, we do see these. You must have been right. Well, we do have energetic forms here that are in us, the same as you have physical. And we do these special sessions. We do 3 8-hour back-to-back Sundays to get these life forms out of you. And as far as going to the light ship, I do that on weekly conference calls. It's $20 for 1 hour light ship healing. And we also do a little sample of that on Saturdays, which we call Saturday Night Live on the light ship. Other than that, you cannot go there. The light ship would see you and terminate you instantly because you're full of darkness. Any darkness at all cannot go to the light ship. And that's why you can't go there. That's why Jesus said 2,000 years ago, you have to go through me to go to the Father. So if you take the word Father and you put creation lightship in the place where the Bible talks about Father, in most of the places, that would be correct. The other thing that is in the Bible that he's talking about, well, this is the Galactic Federation, our space brothers out there. On the cross, he mentioned, why did you, what is it, Carrie? Why did you deceive me? Something like that.
Forsake me? Why did you forsake me?
Yeah, why did you forsake me? So he's not talking to source energy. He's talking to his backup crew here, the aliens, that had spaceships that were supposed to protect him so he could do his ascension teachings and healings. That's who he was talking to, not source energy. So don't confuse that whatsoever. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and a couple of people are recommending for Brent that he go on the archives and listen, because we've covered a ton of information this evening, and when it a lot of it is new, it's a little overwhelming, and as you were saying on the fast chat, it's going to contradict and conflict with some other things that you've heard. So if your interest has been piqued, you can go to Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, and over on the right hand side you can scroll down, not very far at all, and you'll see a little sort of purpley lilac box that says BBS Radio, and there's a green one. There's another radio, online radio station that Ron does a show on Mondays called Ask One Radio, and you can click on either of those, and Ron has hundreds of archive shows. Ron does, 4 BBS and 1 Ask One show every week. So there are loads and loads to listen to. And then also, if you scroll down about halfway down the page, there's a white box. It says Wiki at the top, and then in the box it says Creation Lightship Wikipedia, and you can go into Wikipedia and read notes on archive shows that go back, I think, there's tons of them. I don't even know how far it goes back now. Year and a half probably for every show or more, maybe close to 2 years in the past 2 years. So if you have a particular topic that you want to hear more about, you can target the shows to listen to by reading the content on the Wiki pages. So just wanted to let you know that, Brent, because it is a bit overwhelming when you hear some of this information for the first time. So let's see. And you did, if you were listening when we were up on the Lightship, you did go too, just so you know. It wasn't just, you know, some of us that went up. Everybody listening when Ron takes us up goes to the Lightship. And if you didn't see anything or feel anything different, don't worry, you were still there. There are a lot of people who listen to this show who do see the rooms and some of the light beings that Ron is describing. And then there are others like me who don't see anything. But perhaps, you know, you'll feel stuff going on in your body, or you may not, but you are being taken up. You're here at the same time as you're there. You're kind of on, off, like an on-off switch, back and forth between the two places. But it's so fast that you feel fully here still.
The light frequency is much higher than what you can perceive here. The darkness has its own time of being on and off, and the light ship is so much faster than that you never even know the difference. So that's why you can't feel it or even sense it. But on the light ship, you are fully conscious. They rematerialize your spirit, recreate it for you. And this is you and your twin flame, because you need to be whole in your body to do that. So they make sure that your twin flame is with you also. I won't say that you have to have your twin flame with you for a healing down here, but on the light ship, they materialize you, because they don't just split you in half like you normally would be after you incarnated. That's what happens when you leave the light ship. You get split in half. Half of you goes one way, which is your twin flame. The other half goes in another location. You very seldom go to the same place twice, because the creations of light is like the grains of sand on the ocean beaches. How many are there? How many grains of sands are there, you know, everywhere? And why would you want to go back to one place twice? It doesn't make any sense. So they do materialize your spirit fully and completely, because you have to have your spirit in your body 100% to have a 100% healing. And that's the way it works. So the 100% could be 50% of you, so I'll just talk about that. So the part that's in you now is half, if it's fully there, but it has to be all of that in your body. And so on the light ship, they just don't take half of you. They bring everything in, and your body is healed completely on the light ship, if you choose to have it healed. Remember, you have free choice, free will. Some people believe in the philosophy, like I said, the Buddhist philosophy of like no gain, no pain, no gain. I want to work this thing out. I want to know why. But the light ship says, okay, you don't want to be healed completely. That's fine. They're not going to judge you. If you only want a 5% healing, they'll just stop. They'll never go against your free will, free choice. If you're up there and you say, man, I got this problem, can you please fix me? They'll do it, and you select your doctor teams, what modalities of healing you want to have, and instantly it's done for you. But down here, remember, like I said, it's done unto you as you believe. What is your belief on healing? What is your energies in your body, your judgments, everything else that brought you the condition to begin with, your emotions, okay? So if you haven't cleaned out your emotional body, then you may not have a healing, because that healing that took place on the light ship before you came back here is done. But when you come back here, then your problems that created it wrap around you and reinstill in you the problems that you had before you came to the light ship. So that's what happens. So that's why you want to have a whole lifetime emotional clearing. It's like our time is coming to a close, Carrie. So, boy, that show was quickly.
Very quickly.
So we have a brand new clearing up, a a year of darkness clearing. We'll say that the darkness the aliens put on us, that's a free clearing on the website. You may want to try that. We have the satellite clearing. That's free. This is where the aliens project down to you, mind control transmissions to hurt you. And we also have the gray sky clearing, which is used to get rid of aliens in the sky just above you. Remember, how high are those clouds, you know? And they're transmitting mind control patterns to you. So get rid of them. So that's up to you. You have free choice, free will. So back to you, Carrie. Thank you, everybody. And
okay,
I shall be signing off here. Hope you all had a wonderful healing. And this is energy that works with your heart, heart to heart. Nothing to do with mind. All the books written are made from mind energy. So anything to add, Carrie?
Well, just that the next show on BBS is on Station 1 on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern. So I hope those of you who are new will join us on Monday. There are three. There's a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and this Saturday show. So hope you guys can join us then. If you are new and your head is spinning a little, just listen to some archives and try that new free 2,000 Year of Darkness clearing. I did that one yesterday. A lot of people did that last night during the show and afterwards. And I have to say, there's something different about me today, definitely. I've been having a really wonderful day. My energy is very different. The only thing I can think of is that it's that clearing, Ron. So thank you so much for putting that up and putting it up for free for everybody. So that's it. See you guys on Monday or on Ron has his 8-hour call tomorrow, $200 for the next three Sundays, and you'll be up on the light ship for a full month as well. So, that's it. Thanks, everybody, for listening and all your questions. Sorry we didn't get to everything, and we'll see you soon.
Okay. Blessings, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.